Yes, I don't know.
Okay, I've started it already.
He's doing this. He's loving it. He's on it.
Hello, welcome to our
amazing lives. The theme tune is about to start. It's starting right now as we speak.
We could have probably done a better intro than that.
Okay.
Do it properly.
No, we're professionals. We're a bit rough. It's going.
The fact is that Chris Moyles is morbidly and tragically obese. That's what we've just been discussing. But enough about Chris Moyles. Back to us and our amazing lives. And welcome to our favourite guest, Black Bobby.
Justin
Bulgari. Justin Bulgari, really? Yeah,
it's the song.
Oh.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Oh. Okay.
Let's move on.
Amazing Lives, Black Bobby, and Celebrity Gossip.
Podcast number what?
75. I might have to turn this down a bit.
Oh, what was my last number? I hope it was 28.
Do you want me to look it up?
Yeah, we can find out when you last appeared. You're back in the room because we had you here before and we thought you were so great that about a year later we've got you back.
Yeah, I know. So great.
That's what magazine. Right.
I have to be number 100, FYI.
Okay.
Anyway.
Alright. Book it in. I'll put the calendar up in a minute.
No. Okay. So what's on the covers? Wounded Wags, you're forgiven, but I can't forget. Colleen and Wayne, cozy nights out, but daily battles with a hooker. No, what? Daily battles about the hooker.
God, dear. Marry me again, Colleen, exclamation mark.
Abby and Peter loved up over the baby, but clashing over the wedding. Oh, I hate Abby because she is apparently 4 months pregnant. She looks like... I do.
She looks a bit bloated.
Except, yeah, she does look bloated. She looks like I do after I eat a bagel.
She maybe needs a bit of shit.
Or even before I eat a bagel, you know. Mm. It's more than that after I eat a bagel. But my tits are bigger, so.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot bigger.
Exactly.
What's on your covers?
Well, we've got Jordan and her Alex Fury about his plans to tell all.
Not more Jordan.
I know, it's so sad.
Jordan.
Got, this Chloe Jordan. Mafia. I'm not convinced that this is her surname, but, you know, if she wants to carry on to be Lisa Mafia, then that's fine. And then we have Cheryl Cole's tears with the whole acts of... Cher and the other bitch.
Who's Cher?
Oh, bless.
Oh, it's X Factor.
You're X Factor specialist.
X. Oh, well, this is not visual. So, yes, X Factor. Has anyone been watching?
No.
Well, I'll tell all.
I watched the other week, actually. When I went to see Ian and Bristol, I watched it for a bit.
Who did you like?
There was a man. It was a man that was...
From Essex?
Sounded quite like a builder or something.
Oh, that's Matt, who is too hot to kill.
He's really hot and he's really, really an amazing singer, but too shy and had to close his eyes all the time. And they told him to open his eyes. And then they said he was amazing. But when he sang, I was like, he's got a good voice, but he's completely off key. He keeps being off key. He was off key. He was completely off key, but they ignored it. And they were like, that was amazing. And I was like, he was off key.
But he's hot.
He's off key.
He's hot.
It's about the singing, surely.
The only bad thing is they've got a picture of him on the beach and he really doesn't have a good body, which is really slightly annoying. And I think that he only ever wears that hat, which is a bit of a fashion thing.
Maybe he likes it.
Is he bald?
Well, I think not. He seems to have a full head of hair. Yeah. But I'm slightly upset
maybe
by
he's got a little desert island on the top.
Male pattern baldness.
Yeah.
Bad DNA. Should have children by him.
You shouldn't have driven by him.
No.
Well, is he gay?
Well, I would like to think he is. but I think he's not. He does manual labour. They're generally not gay.
Oh, no, they could be. He's hiding in the army.
Yeah, oh, well, we all know the army don't do very much manual labour.
What have you got to tell me, Crispin?
And have a nice double prey spread, a load of pregos.
Oh, who's pregos?
Mylene.
Fucking everyone.
Mylene was pregnant not long ago, wasn't she, with her little child?
She's always pregnant.
Yeah. Oh no, that's 3 years ago.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, she has a 3-year... She wants no less than 7 sisters for her 3-year-old daughter.
She's going to be working all that for a long time.
And then slimming down and showing us her bikini every fucking 5 minutes for M&S. They saw her coming.
What's her cunt going to look like at the end of it as well?
Baggy. Good pair of baggy jeans.
Spaniel's ears.
I am feeling that we have just glossed over X Factor here. We haven't spoken about...
We can return.
Gamu.
Who's Gamu?
Gamu. Spelled G-A-M-U. Gamu.
Mm-hmm. Where's she from?
Africa. She's illegal. And bless her, she's got a voice.
Hang on, Gamu was being sent back to Africa, wasn't
like
she?
Like Makosi.
Makosi. She doesn't deserve to be sent back. I don't want her here.
No one wanted her here.
She's awful.
And now no one really wants Gamu. Bless her. She was a dependent and now she's 18. She still has to get sent home. Mainly because she went on TV singing for her mother, but her mother obviously didn't think about visas. V-I-S-A. Visas. You can't be here without one, honey. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Go back home. Sorry. And there's no need to cry for me, Argentina, because you're not supposed to be here.
Isn't there some sort of... Just never mind your lovely
Gamu,
your lovely speak. But isn't there some sort of deal with her going, not wanting to go back home because it was like war torn where she is or something? Isn't there some?
Yeah,
sort of
there is
thing?
The whole war torn thing. But she did come here illegally for study. Study finished.
She came here illegally for study.
She came here legally for study. And then the study finished. And then she went on TV. And then that's when she got sent home.
Yeah, but what about human compassion? What about...
My human compassion is that if you're here illegally, and you know that you're here illegally, because she's clearly educated, her family educated.
You do something to try and make you be here legally, which is go on X Factor and try and get them to buy your visa?
But honey, singing on X Factor does not mean that you're going to be here legally. Just because you can sing don't mean you can be in this country.
What is his accent?
You cannot be here.
Just because you can see.
But you cannot be here.
Where are your family from?
They're from the islands.
Yeah, that's what I thought, by the way, you were doing that accent.
From the islands. They are from the Caribbean.
That's what I thought, that accent. Mm. Honey, it does not mean you can't be here.
Cannot be here. You see, my accent comes from Jamaica as well as Spain. It mixes together and you get a Latino. Oh, yeah.
Muy guapo.
Muy guapo.
Yes.
Guapo.
Guapo.
Have you got more X Factor rants?
Other than the fact that Katie, who cannot sing, who thinks that she's original but is actually dressing like Madonna in the 80s, seems to feel that she can't take the stress of X Factor.
She can sing. I heard her sing.
She
can't,
really. She sang once. That one time that we saw that she could sing, okay. But that was the one time. All the other times we just
not
got
so
drama.
Good.
Not so good. And
I only heard her that one time. But I thought she was really good. I thought she was a beautiful, she had amazing, like really soulful, beautiful, powerful voice.
But they kicked out my band that look like me. Where are they?
Oh, JLS.
No, well, they're like JLS, but they're called FYD. I don't know what that stands for, but they're called FYD and they have my wardrobe. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to look it up on Tinder.
For your destination, for your direction.
For your destination.
For me. But they are me. They have my wardrobe. They dress like me. They look like me. It's not my fault, but they got kicked out. So I'm taking it slightly personally.
Some sort of legal action against them?
Well, I thought about copying this. I did think about this, but then I thought, well, that would then technically I'd have to name where I bought all my clothes from, and that kind of upsets me.
Because you might have to say H&M.
Yeah.
No. It stands for Family Yeovil Dentistry.
Oh, does it?
No, I just made that.
Family Yeovil. Yeovil, Somerset, big it up.
Follow your destiny.
Follow it. I was right. See, I
follow
know.
Follow your destination, he said. Follow.
Anyway.
I love how you talk to the mic like it's your, like it's the secret person that you're doing the, like,
anyway.
Aside to.
It is the public and my friends.
We're done with X Factor.
Are we done with... Really?
Yeah, for a bit. You can bring it up again later.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about Posh.
Spice.
She's no longer a Spice Girl, so she shouldn't really be referred to as Posh Spice. She's just Victoria Beckham.
But is she really Posh?
However, she has come out and said... She has come out and praised her perfect David after he's been faced with more cheating allegations. That's brave of her.
Why is she praising her, him? Is she got one of those open relationships?
She's standing by him and saying, he did not do this, he's perfect.
Didn't she say this the last time that he cheated on her?
Yeah, but we never found out the truth. The last time he cheated on her, the woman who came out and said that it was the truth was some sort of hooker from somewhere, a high-class prostitute, and he sued her for loads of money. I don't know if he even won, did he?
Well, probably what? Because he slept with her.
What, Rebecca Lewes?
No. Oh, very recently. Someone who came out and said that David Beckham...
She's got spirit, though. She wanked off a pig.
Oh, ew. Didn't they, like, have seven orgasms?
What, pigs?
Yeah, they're, like, orgasm, like, seven times in one go.
God.
Pig times.
Pig times.
Ew.
Pig times.
My magazine is slightly uninteresting this now. I'm not really happy about this. We've still got that Gavin
Crispin,
Henson.
What have you got to tell me?
Yes, there's a reveal exclusive.
Ooh. Of
some vicious gossip underlined in highlighter pen.
Mm-hmm.
Not by me, by the magazine. Vicious gossip has wrecked the reunion of Chantelle and Preston.
Why? What happened?
Well, Preston has ditched his US girlfriend to spend more time with Chantelle, but their relationship has been blasted as a sham, and now Preston is backing off.
So let me get this right. They got together, they got married, they split up, then they go back on Big Brother and they get together again, and now the press comes involved, and then now they're suddenly not in love anymore.
That's about the size of it, yeah.
Something tells me Heat magazine and Now and OK have something to do with this.
And maybe it's all just because so they can make money. Maybe it is.
It's sad, really.
Maybe this story is because no one would talk to them.
Now, who watches In Betweeners?
I've never really understood that programme.
Here's the thing.
Why are they in between?
Because they're in between being like bossy teenagers and being adults, because they're like, 17. And they're in between school and life and all that kind of stuff. I think that's what they call the in-betweeners. Because they're like 17, 18, they're in sixth form college.
And because they're in between the nerds and the cool people.
The nerds and the cool people.
Oh, so they're in no man's land and nobody wants to be their friend. They need to find something interesting about themselves.
It's quite funny though, you should watch it. It's quite funny.
Really?
Although someone did point out to me the other day about how terribly they portray women in the in-betweeners, and this was a man that pointed this out to me.
Gay man?
Just because, like, it's about these boys, it's about these four boys, four teenage boys, and they're all about, like, tits and getting wanked off and whatever, even though none of them ever get to see tits or get wanked off, but they're always going on about it because they're, like, teenage boys. Mm. And they're like quite funny, and you like the characters and you laugh at them. But every single girl that's in the series, like as one of their girlfriends or one of the girls that they fancy or something like that, is portrayed really badly. Like they're really annoying, really like no sense of humour, get really fucked off at everything. If they like say something like cock or something, they're like, oh my god, I can't believe you just said that. And they're really like just annoying little annoying girls and stuff, which is actually not what girls are like in normal life, really, even when you're at school, I don't think.
Yeah, quite correct.
Really?
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know, they're proposing that their comedy is based on the vision of the world by these people. So, regardless of how women are portrayed, they're portrayed through the eyes of four teenage boys.
Yeah. Who have never really had the pleasure of a woman.
So here are these boys, and here's the, like, we're nothing like our characters, and here's a picture of their characters doing their character faces.
But they look exactly
They look exactly the same. But him, I'd like to say that we saw him at Rebel Bingo before we ever watched In Betweeners. Everyone that we were with. We went to the single Rebel Bingo, which is...
I'm glad that you went back to that, because I was just like, bingo.
I
have to leave you for a second. I'm just going to go get a bit. Do you want some more wine?
No, we've got a bottle right here. There's a single Rebel Bingo in London, and they do it at just random places, and they never tell you the joint that they're going to do. It's never at the
same
place.
Like a garden party.
Well, no, because that's not
it's not
so. It's a bingo, but it's basically like really theatrical, and it's like a group of people, like there's like four people who present it, and like there's a couple of girls like in mega sequin amazing things and like just doing like all, and there's all this music and lights and stuff, and there's like a ridiculous presenter, and it's all like every time someone, if someone gets bingo, you don't want to get bingo basically, because they bring you up on the stage, they fucking take the piss out of you. It's all, and then they give you some ridiculous prize, like a
bingo. Just got interesting.
It's really good. It's really fun. And then everyone gets mega pissed, and it's just a party, and it's fun. But we went to that a while ago. In fact, it was a really while ago, because it was when I had a broken foot and I was on crutches. So, but this guy won. This guy won the one thing of the bingo, one round of the bingo, and it was him.
Will,
yeah, the guy from.
I think the Will is probably the most attractive actor.
I think he's quite very attractive, actually, yeah.
They are a bad bunch, but you know, he is probably the most attractive.
He's a massive geek out of all of them.
I bet he doesn't have a Radley bag.
Found some cheesy poofs downstairs, but yeah. I didn't bring them up because I thought it would spoil it.
Yeah, we'll have them after.
Yeah.
Cheesy poofs?
Cheesy poofs. Poofs.
Cheesy poofs.
What's this?
Crisps.
Like cheap, like but nicer rustics.
Oh, like cheesy puffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at this girl's breasts. She's had an implant, can you tell?
I think that they're slightly off.
Look!
They're awful.
One nipple looks slightly bigger than the other. Look at her face,
she's pleased. Kelly's 34 double D boob job was courtesy of the taxpayer. She's pleased about it. Look at those breasts, they're awful.
The fuck, if I'm man? Honest, I don't think I'd be very happy with them. They look like they're seeping or oozing with pus.
I know. But, no.
But Cheryl Cole has got her little noggin down below there, so let's see what she has to say.
Cheryl?
Yeah.
No, she doesn't say anything about it. The people, what they're saying about Cheryl.
But you know, this whole move to vanity is quite interesting. In what my magazine, it's telling you all about how you should look after your skin. And I do believe that skincare is simple and finite. And I do believe that one should look after their skin. It does say that you should cleanse. I do really disagree with Now Magazine. You can tell that it does only cost, what, £1.20 or something? But yeah, £1.40. I take it back, £1.40. And it has recommended products like Simple. This is not the best cleanser. People should not be reading this magazine. Then they've gone with an exfoliator. An exfoliator by St. Ives. This is not the best exfoliator. You need to get a brand. I do think that. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to bring it to
you. Are you going to name a brand? Did you get secretly sponsored?
Yes, I did. And I do feel that Clinique are a lot better. Yves Saint Laurent are a lot better.
Pronounced.
Yes, Yves
Saint Laurent. I couldn't even think of the word then. I was thinking of saying presented.
Dr. Oetker does my cleanse.
Not a good one. Do not take this skincare. And then we have
I've got Clarins, is that all right?
Clarins is good. Clarins, yes, Clarins is good. They do say that you need to prepare your skin with Sanctuary. That is the one thing that they were good at. Nothing else in here is good. They've got a dry brush. Who dry brushes themselves?
A face.
Maybe. I would like to know who sits there after a shower
and brushes their face
and just brushes their leg.
My sister.
Who does this?
My sister.
Just brushes her leg with a random.
She spends hours and hours and hours on body
just
care.
Just one leg though.
Are her legs good?
She's only got one leg.
I haven't seen her for a while.
Oh, has she? Yeah. Oh, bless her. What happened to the other one?
She ate it because she got too hungry.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't allowed to eat anything ever because she was on this diet where you're only allowed to eat dust. And then she got too hungry, so she ate her leg.
That's so sad. Oh, my God. We should have a minute silence for this.
And we're still not able to take this out of it. It was ages ago as well, wasn't it?
You would think that it would be a comedy. Oh, someone's choking on their own vomit. Oh, yeah, first time.
Oh, God, I've got someone that we all hate called Carol McGiffin.
I like Carol McGiffin.
What? Shut the
get
fuck
out of
up.
I like
shit the bed. Get out of the house.
I don't shit the bed, thank you very much, darling. I know where the bathroom is.
Get out of the house.
Honestly. I like Carol McGiffin.
Why? How? Why? How and why and what about her?
Because
what?
She is just a dirty, dirty
now,
bitch.
She wants people to think that, but she just is not. She is a moody old woman. Anyway, I liked this little thing. Well, I didn't really like it, but
evidently my view is not important.
No, I think you're more than welcome to come to Carol's defence.
Yes, I think so. Don't roll your eyes at me, Miss Wicker.
Carol McGiffin has this to say. I was flicking through a magazine the other day and I saw Keira Knightley, 25, looking enviably chic with her new haircut. I don't think so. Liz Hurley, 45, still sporting a stupendous rack. Well, they don't go away, do they? If you're 45, they don't, like, shrink and, like deflate. by the time you're 45, especially if you've had a boob job.
Well, they just go south.
And the amazing Goldie Hawn, who at 64 still looks the same as she did 40 years ago. No, she does fucking not.
I will not have a bad word said about Goldie Hawn.
Well, I do love her, but she is wrinkly and old.
Well, maybe she'll have a facelift soon. Oh, someone's calling. You can knock on our door.
I'll go and see who it is.
Is that the front door?
I think we should pause it.
Yeah, pause it.
Where's GarageBand?
Or maybe they can join the podcast and bring their opinions.
Massive trees and know everything about trees.
We're back.
We're back in the room. Right, so let's get moving on.
So he came round and he didn't want to be on the podcast, so he went away again.
He's too scared. I've got a horrible thing to talk about, just quickly for 1-2 seconds.
Let's have a moment.
Michael Douglas, who is being treated with throat cancer at the moment, and the thing says Catherine's fears for frail Michael, and you look at it and it's like, well, she's 41, he's 66. Look at him. He's not well.
He's
at all.
Biddy.
He's really old, and she is 41, and he's not really old, but he's like got cancer. Basically, he's got cancer at 66 and it's not looking good for him, and she is only 41. He's gonna die soon, isn't he?
That's really sad.
It's really sad.
But on a brighter note, her jacket is really nice.
It is, yeah. And I like her top.
It's a really nice jacket.
That's she
really
like a picture did... I saw of...
She really matches.
I saw a picture of Patrick Swayze when he was in stages of cancer, and he looks like that.
Is
like...
Patrick Swayze dead?
Yeah, he did.
He had bum cancer.
No, he didn't.
Didn't he?
How does one get bum cancer?
What is bum cancer? Bowel cancer?
Just made this cancer up?
My dog had bum cancer.
Yeah, did she have bowel cancer, though? Is that what it actually is? Is that what bum cancer is?
I
thought she was a she.
No.
Was he a gay dog?
Who was the one before?
He was quite gay, yeah.
What was her name?
Oh!
Bracken.
Was his name? Bracken. I thought Bracken was a woman.
Yeah, he had bum cancer.
A woman.
Like Patrick Swayze.
I seem to have some agony aunt pages highlighted, but I'm
almost ready for them.
Yeah, let me just have a little escape through. What's this?
reveal.
No, it was just a thing that I marked it. It was a nice little dyslexia one. It's the thing about having panic attacks and blah, 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 blah. And then in the corner, just when I was about to turn the page, it says, "The rapist, Jodie Brown's 5 ways to cope with sudden stress." Oh. But it doesn't really say that. It says therapist.
No, the rapey ways.
I'm liking the interpretation.
Shall we move on to probs, or are you...
Yeah.
You've got the probs.
My mum's a bearded lady, but that's all right. All that happened was...
This is my probs. These are your probs.
These are my probs. I didn't prop those.
Your probs are in love
it. Oh, are they?
Yeah,
I didn't
love anything. This is
O,
baby.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sexy problem.
Right, who's got a problem first? Griffin.
You.
Me?
You.
Okay,
Nate. Nate, you're the guest.
Oh, my problems?
Yeah.
These are not my personal problems. Well, apparently there's someone who is fat and unhappy. I'm size 18 and I'm unhappy with the way that I look. I know how to lose weight, but I find it difficult to stop eating. This is not me. I joined a gym, but left because everyone was looking at me. Narcissistic. I stay in every night, so I end up eating loads. I'm in a vicious circle and don't know how to get out of it. How does Nate see this?
Yeah.
How I see this is that actually you just can't help eating and that you really need to perhaps buy some light food. Perhaps getting a little Cracker Jack. You know, those light, horrible crisps that don't add on any calories. Maybe you should eat these. Or perhaps you should rent a friend who will tell you that that dress that you're wearing just doesn't fit. Or perhaps you should just stop eating. You know, that really simple strategy that when you get really fat, you should just stop eating. But no. Kay, who is this wonderful guru who seems to know a lot about everything, she says it sounds like you're depressed. No, honey, she's depressed because she's fat. Not that she's fat and depressed. Oh. She's depressed because she's fat. She needs to stop eating. You know how to lose weight, and you forget. I mean, what is this? So you know how to lose weight. You seem to forget. Do you really want to lose weight? Or are you just happy with your size and feeling... oppressed by society's norms. Society's norms.
Right. Maybe like people in this situation, what they should do is take up a life of crime.
Oh, I like this. Why?
Well, they could do like cat burglary or something.
But then they wouldn't be able to get into the cat suit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it, well, they'd have to get a shit cat suit at first, but they've got to climb up buildings, they've got to, like, run away from the police and that.
They get acrobatic.
Cheaper than a personal trainer.
Yeah.
True.
Quite free, in fact, and you might even get some money for
and
it.
And you can have a normal job as well, because you've got to do it at night.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah. And you can earn extra cash.
And the night is very forgiving on one's skin and one's size.
I'll wear a black cat suit to start with. And before long, you'll be able to wear a white one and look spelt.
Do you know what? You should be the acne aunt for this wonderful. What is her name? Her name is Sharon. I can't say that I've met a slim Sharon.
Crispin.
I'm ready. It's like Julie's, isn't it?
I'm ready for one of your problems.
Julie's have always got big breasts.
I've always got big boobs at Julie's.
Oh, my middle name's Julie.
No, it isn't.
Not really. Go on, Crispin, I want to go on your problem.
He's a tease.
Oh.
I know men accuse women of being teasers, but is there such a thing in reverse? Question mark. Could you comprehend that idea in your head? My other half keeps strutting around the bedroom naked, flexing his pecs and showing off his erect penis. When I reach out to him, he acts all coy and innocent and says he doesn't feel like having sex. He gets me all hot and steamy, and then curls into a ball and goes to sleep.
Is he gay?
He's gay.
What the heck? What the heck is going on? I thought you might like that one.
He's gay.
He's gay.
Yeah, he doesn't want to have sex with you.
Yeah. He's got an erect penis.
He struts about the room flexing his pec.
Mm-hmm. And then when you go to reach for it, he goes to sleep. He's gay.
What does the agony aunt say?
It's Vanessa, do you care?
Oh, yes.
Oh, which one? Vanessa Phelps that loses weight, then gains weight, then loses weight. But she's never... She's always happy with that size.
Where's the gastric band diary? Are we supposed to have a... She's got a gastric band at the minute,
oh,
Vanessa.
Does she?
Yeah.
I've always wondered how that works. Because Vanessa does eat a lot.
She does.
Yeah. There's only so much a band can hold.
Shall I do one of my problems then, if you're not going to read Vanessa's answer?
Oh, do you want me to?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, read Vanessa's answer.
You're spot on, he's teasing you, he's building up your interest in sex with him, keeping you wanting
Vanessa, eat another fucking Big Mac. It's not happening. It's wrong.
She's not very good at the advice thing, though.
She's wrong.
No.
I'm going to read one of mine now.
Okay.
That's a good last sentence, though, that I've just read. Only you can decide if he's a clitoris teaser with your pleasure in mind or a nasty bit of work messing with your head.
I love how the man is portrayed. This is what women do in these agony aunt things. Portray the man as like he's fucking you over. Maybe he just is not that into you.
It's only just because the women write in and the men don't. Well, some of the men do, but anyway. Anyway, here's Confident Tracy, who's got a problem sent to her, which is... I've been with my new man for 3 months. He still hasn't changed his profile on Facebook to in a relationship. I check it constantly, but it still stays single. It makes me worry he's not taking us seriously. I have written, immediately after I've read this, fuck you. Oh, my God. Like, I'm not ever changing. I've got a boyfriend. I'm not changing my relationship status.
Because then when you break up, it goes, you have changed your relationship status.
I don't have to change my status on Facebook just because I've got a boyfriend. Like, it's not a dating website.
No.
That's where I keep in contact with my friends. It's social networking.
And let's be honest, if someone is that pent up about a Facebook status update, then they really need to get over
themselves. Well, he's obviously not taking her enough dates.
She's obviously got too much time.
On Facebook, checking his status.
I bet she's one of those people that you take her on a date to a nice restaurant and she's there like, oh, one moment, I've got a message from Facebook.
Yeah, oh my God. Anyway, Nate, have you got another one?
I do. This one I don't really feel is much of a conversation starter because I just feel that this person needs to have a word with themselves. I don't want to have sex.
Is that the title?
That's the title. And that perturbed me enough as it was. I mean, I don't want to have sex. Maybe you've not found the person that you want to have sex with.
True.
Maybe you're frigid. Maybe you should be a nun. Maybe this is the problem with you. This is not a discussion point. This is your own problem.
What has she got to say?
She has an on-off relationship with my man of 7 years. Why does who refers to someone as their man?
It's an odd relationship with a man of 7 years. Not an odd relationship. What?
And do you know what the great thing is? She tacks on the end. He has debt problems. Okay, so first of all, this is a money-grabbing bitch. And obviously, she's only ever turned on by men with money. So she needs
She's not very good at being a money-grabbing bitch if she's having an on-off relationship with this man of 7 years.
She might have realised what most of us have realised once we hit about 20, that the most attractive men are generally the ones that without any money. Yeah. But, you know, she obviously went with the man with no money and then realised it's not doing it for her. She's not getting moist.
Mm. Money works.
Money talks. Why don't you read one of yours, Griffin? Stanley.
Dress up as WPC. My man likes me to dress up as a policewoman, chase him, arrest and handcuff him before we have sex. That's fine with me as long as it all stays in the bedroom. Now he's putting on pressure for me to get dressed up and pretend to arrest him in a bar or shopping centre. He says it would be sexy as hell, but I feel like a total idiot. What if someone thought I was a real police officer and expected me to chase a burglar or something?
What, has she got expected me to chase a burglar?
Oh, I'm a little bit concerned by her prudishness.
She's talking like she's from the 40s or something. Quick, there's a burglar. Please help. Hey, you, police woman. Yeah, exactly.
I don't see what the problem is. I think she should just do it.
Well, I mean, what's a policewoman outfit does he want her to dress in? Like, you know, one of those big things with a reflective coat and like a fucking...
A proper one.
Dyke trousers and boots and stuff? Or
with a truncheon.
Does he want her to dress in like a fucking sexy police outfit with a tiny little skirt where she clearly looks like a hooker or a, you know, a strippogram? Obviously, the latter. Obviously, that's what
he wants. Exactly.
I don't think she should worry about people.
Maybe she should be dating someone with fetish issues.
Or maybe she should not have fetish issues. She's clearly got fetish issues.
I think she's a bit of a prude. She's obviously not into the whole spicing up her sex life. Maybe he's bored with what she has to offer.
Here's someone that's spicing up her sex life. I'm about to leave my husband for one of his friends. I know my husband will hate me, but I'm not sure what to expect from mutual friends. Lots of people know both me, my current partner, and the other guy, and it's making me anxious. Just anxious.
It's making me a wee bit anxious.
Yeah. Oh, you poor little dear. Mm-hmm. Have a cup of tea, sit down, tell me all about it. You poor thing. Honestly, confident Tracy says, I'd assume the worst, quite frankly. Well, obviously.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're fucking someone over completely to death.
I'm going to cause disarray in my entire social group. I'm feeling a bit anxious. Can you tell me it's all right?
People won't want to be friends with you or anything. They'll be a little bit pissed off.
Just a little. I mean, obviously, sleeping with your friend, who happens to be the friend of your boyfriend, is obviously acceptable. Husband. Oh, they're married.
Even worse.
What happened to the sanctity of marriage?
Have you got another problem?
Not really, no. They just all seem to be boring. Like, should I stay with my nan? My mum betrays me.
Stay with my nan? She's going out with her nan.
Should I stay with... A year ago, my nan had a stroke and I left work to care for her. I mean, is this really a problem? I don't understand. Your nan's in need. Stop being so fucking selfish and look after your fucking nan. Mm. I don't understand. What is the problem here?
Put her in a home.
You could put her in a home or she could fucking look after her nan. I do think that, you know, this is what the sad part of society today, personally. You know, a family member becomes sick and the first thing you think about is me. No, it's not about you right now, honey. It's about your family. Have a word with yourself. Have a long, hard word with yourself. And what's her name? Oh, it's another Sharon.
Crispin, hit me.
He can't keep it up. It's another erectile dysfunction problem.
It doesn't happen to every man.
I've been married for 4 years. My husband and I used to have good sex life, but recently he hasn't been able to stay hard enough to satisfy me.
Maybe she's
what
just...
about himself? Yeah, that's a good
He's
question.
Only 27. I thought this was meant to be an old man's problem.
Oh.
I think she needs to look deeper into herself.
Maybe she should dress up as a policewoman.
Yeah.
That seems to be hitting the streets these days.
Dress up as a policewoman, chase him around the bedroom, out down the pub, nick him.
Yeah.
Then, if she or he is fat as well, They're all, you know, it's free PE. They're all getting thinner.
Mm.
This is like all the problems in one, right?
I do feel that maybe what she should do is find the most sexiest outfit she owns and then stand there naked. If that doesn't make it hard, then maybe he's just not for her.
Mm. Shall I read you Vanessa's reply?
I wonder how fat she is.
Oh, that's a good point. Or how painfully skinny. We know how anorexia is hitting the world these days. Serious issue.
Vanessa says, colon, erectile dysfunction has no age limit. Some men suffer in their teens. Some never experience it. Most will go through bouts of it as their lives unfold. Your husband could be tense or worried about something. He might be unwell. You need to go down McDonald's and have a Big Mac. That's what sorts me out.
I really don't believe in this erectile dysfunction. I would like to meet a man who has this erectile dysfunction regularly.
Dear confident Tracy.
Yeah, because I would like to know who exactly has this problem all the time. I just don't understand. How does this happen?
But you'd like to meet them in sort of like a social situation, not in like a sexual one when you've gone back to your place with a hot bloke.
No, I think that would be quite... Actually, that's never happened
to me.
No.
I do hope you haven't jinxed yourself, my friend.
Well, if that did, Toby, if you're out there, this probably wouldn't be a good idea. It's just not going to work for me.
Dear Confident Tracy, my ex used to make fun of the face I make when I orgasm. It's made me really self-conscious and now I'm dreading having sex with future boyfriends. That indicates to me that she hasn't had anyone else since her ex.
Mm-hmm.
But Confident Tracy says, he's obviously an ex for a reason. Tactlessness. That's a big word to say when you're drunk lots of wine. lots of us make weird orgasm faces, and I have to say, the more passionate the lover, the weirder the face. Good sex is sloppy, sweaty, and immensely unflattering. Most of us hyperventilate, frown, and scrunch up our faces.
I'm sorry. Frown. I'm sorry, we have to pause there. Hyperventilate.
Like that.
Thank you for that. Thank you for
that. I don't do that, I don't think. But yeah, that sort of thing.
Who hyperventilates during sex?
Well, it's heavy breathing, that's what she means.
Oh, is that what she means? Okay, right.
So. You heavy breathing. Or are you just cold?
No.
Cold as ice.
Cold ice cream. I'm an ice maiden.
You're like, what? Sorry?
I'm sorry, what's going on here? I thought we were watching TV.
Yeah. You just carry on.
Even though this is not really a thing.
You were just doing a crossword going.
Oh, it's finished.
Not really a thing for a podcast, but what's the funniest face you've seen someone put when you're fucking them?
Oh.
Do the face.
Oh, I don't think I can do the face. The funniest thing that's happened whilst I've had sex with someone is a Russian man, and he kept on iterating the word da, which is obviously yes in Russian, which I find extremely amusing, which then obviously then meant that the whole sexual act couldn't continue.
It's him going da and you go
yeah, giggling. And me just rolling in on the floor laughing going, you're just saying da, and this is extremely amusing. Da, da. Funny. This is not sex, this is funny.
Sex should be funny, I think.
Really? Does it not put you off? Does it not put you off the rhythm?
Funny in a nice way. It should be fun anyway, shouldn't it?
It should always be fun, but not funny.
It doesn't have to be fun and doesn't have to be fun, but not. Doesn't have to be serious, is what I mean.
Yes,
it can be.
But then serious sex is quite funny.
You got one of those faces to show us?
Yep, I have.
Go on, do the face.
Oh God,
that's really bad.
Did that put you on your strike?
Yeah. Oh God, she. Oh, poor thing. Was she pretty? No, not so much.
You can't remember.
With a face like that, who knows?
Yeah, it was like the Predator.
Oh. I would have thought she was a bit of a vampire with a face like that.
I stopped.
It was Bugs Bunny.
I stopped and asked her if she was alright as well. She was like, oh, that's just a face I make when I'm calm. And I'm like, okay then.
Oh,
that's not good times.
It's not.
Mm. And was that the last time you saw her?
Yeah.
Funny that.
Wake up?
I don't know.
Oh, please.
I really have one. I don't think I really have one.
We're not asking you personally.
I don't think I really have one.
No one can see. You just do the face.
I don't think I have one that's funny enough. Or weird enough, it's just a normal sex face.
What is a normal sex face?
Concentration, eyes shut, maybe open, some sort of teeth grinding, I don't know.
Grind?
Yeah.
God.
Anything, really. Anything, isn't it?
Any more problems?
Yeah.
Good divert.
Yeah.
Next subject.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Janet's away.
That's it, but I would like to have a look in here.
Oh, yes.
But have we got anything on Facebook, Crispin?
Oh.
Oh, Facebook update.
Work phone. Right. Yes, remember, listeners, you can post your things up on our Facebook wall.
Who's
that
the present?
That would be nice.
That's us. Oh. The podcast, you're on.
I'm not friends with the present.
Facebook.com/celebritygossippodcast. If you see a celebrity, put it on the wall. Especially if, like, you see them in a urinal or something, and you can see their cock.
Would it be right to take a pap of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post it right up.
I will do. Obviously, the bathroom is the place to be.
Right, what have we got here? Nick Duffy says, I saw Terry James from Monty Python in a crappy car park in... What the fuck is that? You're a bit Welsh, you can
no,
say that.
I think that's... I think he's trying to say Len... No. Llanfleo's.
Somewhere in Wales.
Powys in Wales, yeah.
On Sunday, 3rd of October, about lunchtime, loading shopping into his car. Amazing.
Who is it? Terry Jones from Monty Python.
I'm not even sure who he is.
He's the big-faced one out of Monty Python.
What's this one?
I'm not sure I put an update about him.
All right, here's one from DR Scales. Last night I informed one of the stars of EastEnders that phones ruin quizzes.
Okay.
He said he was texting his mum.
Oh, God.
I did. I read this during the week.
I bet this is
and
Bradley.
And I asked for more information. Nothing forthcoming.
Oh, really?
So, DR Scales, please write some more fucking information, because that's a shit story.
That's not a good story.
One of the stars of EastEnders. It's like, we're not broadcasters. We can say what the fuck we want. You can tell us who it is. You can tell us exactly what they were doing. And we will say it. And we're not going to get fired.
No. We'll still be here.
Right. Have we any more?
No.
Should we have some top tips to finish off?
Yeah. Tip.
Ooh, what's our top tips?
Right. To remove grass stains from your clothes with minimum effort, rub undiluted shampoo into the mark. Who has that?
Wouldn't you just not get grass stains?
Well, not us anymore. We're in the city.
Can I just say that the person that's writing this top tip is from Essex?
Of course they are.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. I got fed up with forever waiting for my cream to come out of my nearly empty bottles of body lotion.
Sounds like a euphemism.
Now I keep my moisturiser stored upside down, tied to four cans of hairspray or mousse with an elastic band so they don't topple over. It's a brilliant time saver and you don't waste a drop of your expensive cream.
Time saver? I think that she's got too much
time on her hands. She's also from Essex.
Is she poor? Because I don't mean to be funny, but when it gets to that stage, maybe you should throw it out and buy a new bottle.
You like this one, Nate. I think you like...
Someone needs to do a fucking time and motion study on... her attaching a bottle of moisturiser upside down to four cans of hairspray than her just going and buying some new
cheap
ones.
Bitch.
I think you might like this one, Nick. I think you might like this one.
Oh, go on.
If you're house proud.
Very house proud.
Are you fed up of shoes cluttering your hallway?
Yes.
Just grab a cardboard wine carrier from the supermarket.
Sorry.
And put all your loafers, sneakers and boots in the little slots. They're perfect for storing all your footwear and look really funky in your hallway.
This is not what you do with good shoes. I'm sorry. Where did you buy her shoes from? I'm extremely offended. I mean, if you spend more than £50 on a pair of shoes, most of us do, you would not do that to your shoes.
No, you wouldn't.
You just wouldn't do that, should
you? In fact, you're mortally offended by someone treating their shoes that way, aren't you?
Absolutely, and more to the point, how big are her feet? I mean, seriously. What is she? Janet's moving. Janet's moving. She's running away from me. She is the racist cat.
Here's the one. If you don't have a case for your sunglasses, this has actually been
then
reversed.
Then you bought them too cheap.
This has been reversed in other
then you got them from TK Maxx.
If you don't have a case for your sunglasses, exactly. Pop them in a small plastic sandwich box to stop them getting crushed in your bag. I've also seen the top tip. If you want a somewhere to put your sandwiches, put them in your sunglasses case.
How small are your sandwiches, first of all? And second of all, why would you put a good pair of sunglasses in a sandwich box? How embarrassing. You're sat in the park with your friends having a glass of wine and then you crack out your sandwich box with your sunglasses.
Yeah, Tupperware, yeah. Beautiful.
Well, darling, where are your sunglasses from? Tupperware.
The star tip for this week is perk up houseplants with a drop of Diet Fizzy Pop. The low-calorie drink will encourage them to grow without drowning them in sugar. Just don't do it too often. A couple of times a month is enough to keep your shrubs looking sprightly. How did you find this out? What's your evidence that this is right? Why?
They were fucked.
And that's the top tip.
Yeah, it's a top tip.
I'm not sure I'm happy with this tip.
I'm not happy with it either.
I'm not happy with this tip.
Especially because Carly seems to be doing the thing into a fake plant.
Yeah, and she's putting like 2 litres of Diet Coke in it. Yeah.
And she does look a little bit evil. Kind of she's like Carly. Scary.
She's scary.
She is not a tree surgeon.
She is not.
Ah,
45 minutes, but that's okay because we've got a special guest and he likes to talk a lot. That's why we're allowed. So who are we playing out to, Christian?
We are playing out to Colchester Band from Essex.
Yay.
Dear me. Kuru Smile. And the track is called And Yet I Still Walk Blind.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, we're going to enjoy this. Hope you guys rock out to it.
Oh, I think I was supposed to say some other stuff.
Oh.
Shit. Bye.
Oh, no, they might still be. I don't know if they are. They were looking for another guitarist. They might need a new guitarist.
I could learn.
Yeah, you could be their guitarist.
I could learn quickly.
Oh.
Nate, could you be their guitarist?
No. I'm only the lead singer.
Okay, good night, my friends.
Good night. Say good night, Nate.
Ciao. Mm-hmm.